this is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Beatrice Morrow Kennedy was one of Oregon's earliest and most successful civil rights champions. Born in 1890 in Litting, Texas, Beatrice Morrow graduated from Wiley College in Marshall, Texas in 1908 and worked briefly as a teacher in Oklahoma. In 1912, she relocated to Portland, Oregon, to marry civil rights leader Edward Kennedy, the founder and editor of The Advocate, Oregon's largest, and at times only, African-American newspaper. Upon her marriage, Beatrice became the paper's assistant editor. 2 years later, she became a founding member of the Portland chapter of the NAACP. In that role, she directed local protests against the D.W. Griffith film Birth of a Nation and led a 15-year campaign to limit the showing of the film in Oregon. Morrow Kennedy was a prominent figure in Portland throughout the 1920s. She gave hundreds of lectures to interracial audiences about racial injustice in the state and the nation, and hosted regular tea parties in her home with black and white guest speakers. She also maintained a personal lending library with over 300 works on African-American history and political philosophy. In 1921, Morrow Kennedy graduated from Portland's Northwestern College of Law, the first black female graduate of that school. After graduating, she also became the first black woman to practice law in Oregon. She used her law experience and her position at The Advocate to highlight thousands of incidents of racial injustice perpetuated by restaurants, hotels, theaters, and schools across the Pacific Northwest. Morrow Kennedy also reported on violence by the Ku Klux Klan, which had tens of thousands of members in Oregon in the 1920s. In 1928, NAACP Executive Secretary James Weldon Johnson invited her to address the association's annual convention in Los Angeles, where she spoke immediately after a keynote by W.E.B. Du Bois. Morrow Kennedy was also invited to numerous humanitarian organizations. She served as a member of the Oregon Prison Association, the Near East Relief Organization, the Oregon Committee on Cause and Cure of War, and others. Following her divorce from Edward Kennedy in 1930, Beatrice became the sole owner and editor of The Advocate. 6 years later, she left Oregon and public life and relocated to California to be closer to family. There, she lived in relative obscurity for the final 40 years of her life, her earlier accomplishments in Oregon going largely unrecognized. Morrow Kennedy died in 1974 in Los Angeles. Today, she's included on the Walk of Heroines on the campus of Portland State University. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.